Guys, Pierre LeBrun, what were you guys doing differently in the second half of that game when you were tilting the ice pretty good on them that you weren't getting done in the first half when they had the better play? What was the difference?
You know, I don't think our game changed a whole lot. It's just, you know, a matter of just getting more pucks to the net, I guess. You know, we kept it, you know, pretty basic and, you know, just kept our game simple.
I thought we were just like, to start the game, we were a little hesitant. You know, I thought we were on our heels. I think, you know, first row playoff game in a new build. You know, you're used, you know, in round one, you're used to one building. It's a different building every time, different atmosphere. And, you know, they scored that first goal early, and then maybe we kind of sat back a little bit, a little shocked a little bit. And then I think after a while, I realized that, you know, we woke up, just got back to moving our feet and playing our game. And then, you know, once we're moving, that's when we're playing a lot better.
Paul Friesen, Winnipeg Sun. What did that third period tell you guys, and can you carry that forward, or again, does the momentum just end?
Yeah, I think the momentum ends after every game, I think, but that's the beauty. So if you take a loss, you kind of look what went good, what went bad, forget about it, and tomorrow's a fresh start. So guys had good nights, you know, feel guys bad nights, turn the page right away, and I think we've done a good job doing that. But yeah, the way we played that second half of the game, I think, just shows – you know, how hard it is for us to play that way. But, you know, if we stick to that, you know, we're going to get rewarded. We're going to feed off that energy. And then, you know, we the top line did it, and it kind of just trickled down throughout the rest of the lines, and we just kind of kept rolling.
Ken Weeb, Winnipeg Sun. Dustin, what's impressed you most about Connor Hellebuyck and how he's handled himself in a high-pressure situation throughout the course of the season?
He hasn't ever got down on himself. I think that's been the big thing. He's always just, you know, one gets in, he just, you know, oh well, it happens, you know. We got to continue to play and just, you know, finish this game out strong. He stayed pretty confident back there, so it's been, you know, good for us.
Sarah Orleski, TSN. Paul, when you have a young line mates like you do, and Patrick hasn't able maybe to find the back of the net or game as much as what we saw during the regular season, do you talk to him a little bit more and about kind of whether it be the grind of the postseason or give advice?
Yeah, I think for him it's you know, he's hit the post a couple of times, he's creating chances. You know, a game like yesterday, if he plays like that, he's, you know, they're going to go in for him eventually. He's getting his looks. I think when he's not getting his looks, when he's not setting up other guys, you know, then that's when, you know, as a line, we start worrying. But you know, it always balances out. Sometimes, you know, like you said, at the end of the season, everything was going in for him. Then you went through a cold patch a little bit, and then you realize, you know, nothing's easy around here. And like I said yesterday, he comes, you know, half an inch away from scoring. If he scores, no one talks about it, but he doesn't score. But, you know, if he keeps getting those looks, we know he's going to put them in.
Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press. So the two of you that are up here today, you've both had experience in trailing in playoff series. A lot of your teammates have not, because this is their playoff experience this season. What's the mindset? How is it maybe different trailing now in a series as opposed to leading or tied? And what advice might you impart on your teammates going into game four?
I mean, there really isn't. I mean, yeah, you always get behind. You just got to – you don't really say much. You just, you know – make sure the team's ready to go, you know, next game to, you know, get our position back in the series and, you know, stay strong.
Ted Wyman, Winnipeg Sun. Dustin, been with this team since it moved here. Kevin Cheveldayoff came on as GM when the team first moved, and he's now nominated for Executive of the Year this year. What can you say about the job that he's done from your perspective?
I mean, it's cannot be an easy job. I mean, it's the reason why I resigned. You know, I've got to, you know, watch him, you know, build and, you know, put pieces together. And, you know, he's done a great job. And, you know, just little things that you see behind that, you know, he does. And, you know, he's a great guy and done a great job so far. So just happy that, you know, he's got nominated for this. So he's done good. So we'll see.
Donna Spencer, Canadian Press. Paul, what can the Jet scorers do to make Marc-Andre Fleury's life
harder tomorrow?
Nothing. I think if we get the same chance as we did, you know, some of those are going to go in. If not, then he's standing on his head, and you know, that's, you got to tip your hat. But I thought he made some saves, you know, two off his toe, one on Scheif, one on Buff. Had the one on me on back door there on the power play. You know, we had some pretty good looks that didn't go in that, you know, maybe earlier in the series they were going in, now they weren't going in. But like I said, we keep creating those chances, keep creating the havoc, then it's those second, third chance opportunities that are going to go in.
Paul, your team has been really good throughout these playoffs. That when the other team slumps, you jump on them and you're able to generate. They've done that to a degree as well in this series. How do you guard against those little slumps that they're able to capitalize on?
Yeah, I think the slumps for us are you know, they played an aggressive game too. I think, you know, whether they're up a goal or down, they play the same way. But, you know, that, you know, we make a big play to tie it up, and then that second goal is just, you know, just sometimes that happens. It's just an unfortunate bounce, and, you know, you just, whatever, you shake your head, you forget about it. And then, you know, then all of a sudden maybe we press a little bit. But, you know, when we don't feed into their transition game, then we're fine. And like I said, I think after the first period, I think we relaxed a little bit and, you know, almost simplified our game. And once we do that, then it almost forces us to kind of work harder, work more as a unit of five. And then that's when collectively I think we play a lot better game.
Paul, what have you taken out of games that you guys have struggled in and been able to win the next one, especially on the road here? How much of a bonus is that coming into game four here tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't think that we, like I said, it's playoffs. So every game's just a new challenge for us. So it's just, you know, we're down 3-0 or we're up 3-0. It doesn't matter for us. We know every game gets harder and harder, and that's part of playoffs. And I think, you know, the coaches do a good job of sending the right message. Yesterday I think guys were a little, you know, discouraged. Today it's a new day. You know, guys are feeling a little better. You know, you get do a good meeting, and I think they've done a good job of kind of sending the right message of how to prepare us for tomorrow and just only worry about that game and not worry about what happened in the first three games and not worry about what could happen later in the series.
Yeah, Paul, in the short time that you've been here, can you give me your assessment of Paul Maurice as a coach and what he did to help you integrate so smoothly into the lineup?
For me, I think when the first time I met him, I think he kind of knows what kind of player I am. You know, I think Wheels kind of talked about me a little bit, so I think he knew, you know, one of the first things he said is we're not going to talk too often, just because he kind of knows what I'm getting, what he's getting at me every day, every night, kind of consistently. So I haven't had too many kind of one-on-one conversations, but I think for me, what I noticed right away is how he simplifies his game plan. He doesn't throw too much information at the younger guys. You know, every game, whether it's regular season or playoff, there's always one thing that is really the focus that's going to make us go. And I think he does a good job of kind of the psychology of the game of dealing with, you know, older guys like me or Buff if he has to, compared to dealing with 19, 20-year-olds that are new, compared to dealing guys that are used to scoring goals all the time, or dealing guys that, you know, play a different role. And you can't yell at everyone, or you can't talk to everyone the same way. Everyone reacts differently, and I think he realizes how to get the best of all the guys and how to push the right buttons.
Diane Sauvé from Radio-Canada. Paul, some of the guys from the Golden Knights were saying that sometimes we underestimate the effect of altitude on the players, on the fatigue. Did you feel that?
What is the altitude here? No, I'm yeah, I always think that. Then I think you're in desert, and then you're kind of by the Grand Canyon. So, no, that's not. I just know it's dry. It's just like, I don't know. I think we're fortunate because we have four lines, so you're not, you know, not playing the heaviest minutes. But I think with the way we play, I think we knew. The answer is no. We don't think about the altitude at all. To be honest with you, like, I think it's not high enough, and we haven't thought about it. And we get tired, it's just because we're working hard, but that hasn't even crossed our minds.